This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Millions of people in Sudan are at imminent risk of famine, UN and partner aid agencies warned on Friday, in an urgent appeal to the international community to help those forced to flee their homes by war. With the conflict now in its second year, 18 million people are acutely hungry, including 3.6 million children who are dangerously malnourished. Famine is quickly closing in across Darfur, Kordofan, Al Jazeera and Khartoum, said Jens Laka, spokesperson for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA.
19 global humanitarian organizations, including 12 UN agencies, today warned that if they continue to be prevented from providing aid in Sudan rapidly and at scale, a famine will likely take hold in large parts of the country. More people will flee to neighboring countries, children will succumb to disease and malnutrition, and women and girls will face even greater suffering and dangers.
Far too little aid is reaching people in Gaza to the extent that children are now starving. The alert from the World Health Organization, WHO, follows the finding that more than 4 in 5 children did not eat for a whole day, at least once in the 3 days leading up to a food insecurity survey. Here's WHO spokesperson, Dr. Margaret Harris.
They went around and asked, and these are children under 5 who are not getting food all day, and that was in the last 3 days before the survey. So you ask, are the supplies getting through? No. Children are starving.
To Afghanistan, where the full scale of deadly flash flooding is becoming clearer, with UN teams reporting catastrophic damage to rural communities and farmland. Spring flash floods are common across Afghanistan, but the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, said that this year saw unprecedented destructive flooding that claimed 600 lives, mainly children. Daniel Johnson, UN News.